Item number 13 is our 2013 commission meeting calendar. We've had this on the agenda a number of meetings, and Tammy really wants us to make a decision here because we need to get the information into the code revisor's office. So we do have the opportunity to change dates later on, but I'd like you to turn to the calendar, take a quick look at it. You can see the regular meeting dates in blue for each month. Do you see any problems with any of those days for the regular, Commissioner Schmidden?
Sharon, I give deference to the condition that I am out of the country in 12th and 13th of April.
Okay. So in April. Would the 5th and 6th be a problem for some reason?
Madam Chair, I'm not sure. Maybe Phil, though, the director, might know more than I, but that could be the week of the PFMC / North of Falcon.
Oh, yeah.
Probably it has been. At least one of those weeks are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would guess.
Do you recall?
I know it's either the first one or the second one.
Okay, yeah, on the following sheets, you can see that the various rule actions that are required, maybe for the pamphlet to be printed in time. But if we had it a week earlier, there would be no problem. Earlier is not a problem. It would just be a North of Falcon conflict. Well, let's just put a star. Director Anderson?
The PFMC meeting concludes on Wednesday, April 10th. It goes so there'd be a North of Falcon meeting a week. Probably 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. PFMC starts on Saturday the 6th and goes through the 10th, so the 12th and 13th would be after.
Yeah, so that's why those dates are selected. Unfortunately, Commissioner Schmidden. Any other conflicts? Commissioner Duvia?
I have no conflict, but I have a question. Because of budget constraints, we've backed down on a number of commission meetings, and also to alleviate workload to the staff, we've eliminated those. We have ran into a couple of situations where we needed kind of a strategic planning, administrative work on the commission's part. Maybe it would be appropriate to schedule a meeting where we have no staff participation, but we have it as a planning, strategic planning time. We could also maybe schedule that particular meeting outside of Olympia, where we could get public input without having significant additional cost of taking staff to a location. But I'm just talking out loud, so not proposing that unless everybody else wants that.
Any other comments? Commissioner Jennings?
Along the same lines, we've been fairly challenged because currently, we don't have a meeting scheduled for September, but depending on where we are in our budget adoption process, you can kind of do it by phone, but it's a lot more, maybe not efficient, but effective to do it in person. So I'm not necessarily suggesting we have a September meeting, but keeping the option open depending on where we, what the budget starts looking like and what we need to do from a...
We can always easily...
The budget is an important part of what we do, not just adopting WACs. So I just want to give it the due deference it deserves.
Okay, so you're commenting that a meeting in September?
Right, a meeting in September, we've had to have one in the past, at least over the phone, to deal with adopting the final budget and or decision packages, agency request legislation moving forward, because that's usually the time frame that OFM is expected to get answers from the agency.
And I suppose if we were going to put a placeholder on a particular day, the 6th would be the day to do it, given that Deputy Director Store?
Usually our budget packages are pretty well done by August.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if the intent is to engage in discussions around new requests, it would have to be earlier than September for sure, to give us time to adjust, to talk to OFM, to the other dynamic we're likely to be facing here real soon is we got a $1 billion deficit and the McCleary decision that's out in front of us. The director just got a letter yesterday telling agencies to essentially stay tuned because the governor's considering budget and what she has to leave behind in December. So
So we're not going to be looking at a lot of new requests, but we would be...
Follow up with that. I mean, I think where we've been in the past was when we got briefed in August on the budget, we had questions about what was being proposed. We sent it back for revision, reconsideration, and that pushes into September time frame. So I'm not suggesting we would be starting in September. I'm just saying if it's an iterative process, we need to have the ability to come back and have that discussion. Because we were there this year with proposed agency legislation, and we were there in a previous situation when we had to come up with a budget reduction package. So,
right. Commissioner Perry?
The cost, what they are, and so forth, I think the budget is a prime part of our responsibility, and it seemed to me like a session to go over that in August or whenever be appropriate by, and I don't remember what it was called, but when you get on the computer and they lay this stuff out for you on a kind of a conference call basis, particularly for something like budget where there's a lot of figures to go over and so forth, I think would work really well. And that may save a trip to Olympia or wherever and still allow us to go over the budget in some detail.
Conference, no. Go-to meeting, WebEx. There's a number
WebEx.
Of formats for.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Computer web-aided conference calls. Okay. I think at minimum we need to adopt the calendar as presented, and then continue on this conversation about when we should have perhaps a strategic planning placeholder. One thought I had, too, is we don't have anything set up in July as a regular meeting, and if we really wanted to get engaged in strategic thinking about budget cutting, that would be the appropriate month to engage. And we could do it either face-to-face or a WebEx. That kind of meeting. Yeah. So let's lock in these. I know we're going to get to a decision before two. I just know that. The incentives are all there in place. Director Anderson?
Don't wait on our account. We're talking about maybe some other things that we will bring forward at a later date, so I would encourage you to move ahead.
Commissioner Carpenter.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to make a motion that we formally adopt the 2003 proposed calendar.
Okay, do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, the motion's been seconded by Commissioner Perry to adopt the 2013 calendar as presented. Further discussion? It's been noted that we are going to consider placeholder for September and a strategic planning session at the appropriate time that we will determine later. Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Okay. Calendar is approved.
Along the same lines of calendar, at the last meeting we changed the dates of the November Fish and Wildlife Commission meeting. I have a obligation from 9 to 11 the morning of the Friday the 9th, I think it is, whatever that day is.
8th.
Of November. So just consideration is that agenda is developed to, that I won't be present for those 2 hours. So.
Okay, thanks.